We're going to be joined this morning by Craig Fernine, a guidance counselor here at Atlantic High School. We're going to talk a little bit about college planning night coming up this Thursday. Craig, why is this important?
Well, it's really important for students and parents, juniors especially, that's who we're targeting, to get started with looking at their post-secondary plans. It's not too early to start your junior year to look at doing the ACT test, doing some other testing, looking at different careers you might want to go into, and then doing some research and even some college visits their junior year so their senior year goes much more smoothly.
Yeah. Who gets more out of this, the kids or the parents?
Well, they have different kinds of questions. The kids have certain ideas of what kinds of schools they want to go to, what kinds of programs they have, and the parents are more concerned with the financial aid end, the scholarship end. You know, and with the cost of college right now, that's really, really practical.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm sure parents probably maybe think that, well, it's probably the same as it was when I went to school. I mean, how can it be that much different? So why do I need all this information? Is it a little different than what they remember?
Well, it really is. There's so many more programs out there. You know, I'd venture to guess that the juniors right now, there are probably going to be some majors that will be in existence that aren't right now once they start college. I mean, the technology has changed so much. We've had a real focus on students looking at two-year programs rather than four-year for various reasons. Number one, some two-year programs pay very well, and you only have 2 years of college loans. And also, they may start at a two-year school and transfer to the four-year to get their BA. So there's a lot of economic indicators that come into play, too, as far as choosing a college and making the right choices.
Do kids start worrying about things like this at a younger age than maybe we did?
You know, I don't know if they worry about it, but they're aware of it a little bit more. You know, they realize that there are a lot of different kind of careers out there. And, you know, a lot of students just have an idea they want to go to school at Iowa State or Iowa, you know, if they're a fan of some particular sports team. And now is really a time to look at particular programs they have, what they want to do with their future, and figure out what kind of jobs will be out there once they're done with high school and college.
Yeah. I interview a lot of seniors over the years, and I've noticed plenty of kids wearing Hawkeye shirts that say they're going to Iowa State because they want to get into the engineering school or vice versa. I mean, there are a lot of circumstances like that. You know, there are specific reasons why you need to pick and choose where you're going to go. These are important choices. I mean, if you make a bad choice and all of a sudden maybe it ends up costing you an extra year in college, that's a lot of money.
Well, it really is. You know, and I tell a lot of the students who are looking at going to a two-year school first, then transferring, to make sure after that first year at a community college, they visit the four-year schools they might want to transfer to, so that way when they take that second year, they'll transfer in as a junior when they make that transition to a four-year school, because as you said, Jim, the cost of education is so high right now. There's a lot of programs out there that students, if they do well in high school academically, if they're participating in different activities that they have some talent in, there are different kinds of funding methods out there for them to be able to afford an education.
Yeah, it's funny how credits sometimes work. Just because you went someplace for a year or 2 years doesn't mean you're going to get full credit for all those if you transfer to another institution. Advanced planning is so critical.
It really is, you know, and we're trying to help the students quite a bit at Atlantic High School as well. We offer a lot of dual credit classes. So we have a lot of students who will leave the high school with a full semester under their belt, which, you know, should help them alleviate that fifth-year senior situation in college. But it is important to think about a program you want to go into and try to stay with that. When you change majors in midstream, that can always mean an extra year or maybe a couple summer schools. And again, you know, at the cost of college, that really adds up on student loans.
Yeah. How much input do you guys give through the guidance department then, too? I mean, maybe some kids just mentally aren't ready for college.
Well, you know, and college may not be for everybody. You know, the military is an option for a lot of students if they're really undecided. Military will put them in a focus area and work with them in that area, and then they can use the GI Bill once they graduate to fund an education. And, you know, for students who aren't really sure what they want to do, the military might be a great option. Working after high school would be a good option for some. There are also a lot of apprenticeship programs out there, whether it be a power lineman program, electrician, plumber, and there's always a need for those types of jobs, then they pay well. You know, the state has students doing the I Have a Plan Iowa program starting in the eighth grade year, and then they have to work each year at different guideways to get themselves prepared for, you know, what their thoughts are for post-secondary. And you know, the students don't take it quite as seriously as the state and parents and even the staff here do, but, you know, they need to start looking at those things just to you know, figure out the cost of paying these college loans off for 10 to 15 years.
Right. You know, I'm thinking back to my high school years, and gee, maybe it was just because I was such an exceptional student. Maybe that wasn't the case. But I'm thinking back to the relationship I had with my guidance counselor. I barely knew them. I don't remember having to go in and sit down maybe once or twice a year just for routine checkups, I guess, kind of like, you know, you sit down and visit, how are things going, and that's about it. I don't remember getting a lot of direction and a lot of hints and things at that point. Has that all changed now? I sense that there's a lot closer connection between the guidance department and the students in most schools these days.
Well, we try to make it that way. You know, it's really difficult when kids have a full schedule to be able to schedule them for visits and to talk about career issues and those kinds of things. But just this year, we took the entire sophomore class to Iowa Western for a program showcase. Look at all the different programs available at a two-year college, and the kids signed up for different kinds of seminars to go to watch that. So we're making them aware at the sophomore level. We have a college fair every year. We have 65 colleges up here where students can come in and talk to the different college reps, and all of our students get a chance to do that each year. And then the senior year, we meet individually with the seniors and their parents at the very beginning of the school year to talk about graduation from high school, post-secondary plans, applying for college, looking at different kinds of scholarships, the FAFSA form. So we try to meet individually with families, you know, especially that senior year, to make that transition to after high school much easier.
Well, with so much going on in their lives, sometimes it's kind of hard to keep them on track, too. And I know that through this program, coming up on Thursday night, they will actually help the students kind of stay on that right track.
Yeah, they do. The Iowa College Access Network is based in Des Moines, and all their services are free of charge. Students can get monthly updates on what they should be doing each month for the rest of their high school career to get ready for college, if that's what their choice is, you know, as far as college is concerned. Mm-hmm. They also will work with parents on the FAFSA form, how to file the FAFSA form. It's the very first time for them. You know, it's you bring the paperwork in, and the College Planning Center will actually walk them through it and submit the FAFSA form for them. So, you know, it's a great service to use, and it's really important. We tried to coincide this visit with parent-teacher conferences Thursday night, knowing that parents would be in the building. And, you know, although we're inviting primarily juniors and junior parents, sophomores and sophomore parents and senior parents are welcome to attend as well.
I'd love to see the looks on the faces of some of the parents when they have to, when they first realize what all the financial responsibilities, burdens, I guess is a good word for it too, are with regard to financing a college education.
You know, and a lot of people think they can't afford to, you know, to send their kid to college. And you know, in some cases that might be true, but there's a lot of, there's Pell Grants out there, which is free money that the parents and the students can get to attend school. A lot of the private schools, in order to make it competitive with the state schools, have to offer all different kinds of scholarships that are available. And, you know, if students really want to go to college, there is a way for them to do so without really totally burdening themselves.
Yeah, you bet. Well, all that is all important information. That's kind of what they'll learn coming up on Thursday night. Now, the group that will be coming in, the College Planning Center, they'll be making a presentation. I'm sure they have kind of canned presentation that they, a standard thing that they use at most places, because they know a lot of the common questions that are going to be asked. But there's going to be time for folks to ask whatever other questions they might have.
Yeah, there certainly is. Even throughout the presentation, they'll go, you know, area by area and ask if there's any questions as they proceed through the program. And the program is scheduled to run about an hour with questions included. And it's scheduled for 7 o'clock on Thursday night, and it'll run till 8. So again, you know, if parents are in the building for parent-teacher conferences, or even if they don't have them scheduled for that time, you know, it's a great opportunity to come in. And, you know, I've had parents that have come in or adults that have come in from the community to watch the program as well, because there are a lot of people who maybe want to go back to school and want to get some information about how you go back and start a second career or a third career. And this is a great opportunity for the community members as well.
Well, there are a lot of things out there that you'll never know the answers to if you don't ask those questions. And by golly, there are a lot of questions that can be asked about college and advanced education today. There's a lot going on, and you sure don't want to make those mistakes early, because it can really make life miserable later on.
Right. You know, it used to be where you could afford maybe to change majors once or twice when you were going to college, and a lot of people did. I know I did two or three times, but it didn't mean extra summer school. It meant a lot of, you know, a lot of those types of things. But the cost of college back when I was in school is quite a bit different, and now you really have to go into it with your eyes open and understand the, you know, what it costs to, you know, to go to school and how much you have to pay back once you're done with your education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it might not be the worst thing in the world for parents who have even kids, say, in middle school or junior high who are thinking down the road, who might want to sit in on a short presentation like this just to learn a little bit more and be ready when their time comes.
Right. It's never too early, you know, and we have had some parents who have older children who maybe went to college 5, 6, 7 years ago, and a lot of those parents think they've been through it, and so they don't attend this program. But as you said earlier, Jim, things have changed, you know, with the different kind of tax breaks that you can get, you know, for sending multiple kids to school, lifelong education grants, just different kinds of things that they can access that have changed, you know, in the last 5 or 6 years.
You bet. 7 o'clock this Thursday, October 25th at the Atlantic High School Auditorium. Everyone's welcome.
Everyone's welcome. I'd like to see a big crowd there. You know, we're planning on having at least 75 families represented each year, and not all 75 normally go to college, but it's an opportunity for them just to learn more about the college experience.
Very good. Craig, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.